You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
What's up? Hey, welcome to Build Your Tribe. Thanks for joining me. Today, we're going to talk about something that I think a lot of us struggle with. When is it appropriate to ask for a favor, you know, professionally speaking, and how do you know if you should charge someone or just offer something to an acquaintance or someone in your network because it could be good for you in the long run, or just because you're a nice person? All of those things and more in this Quick Tip Tuesday. All right, let's get right to it. All right, to be completely transparent, the reason why I'm doing this episode is because I had a personal experience today that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Two things. Number one, first, I had somebody reach out who has reached out to me on numerous occasions and asked for favors to help promote a product or a book or a launch, something that they're doing, you know, business-wise. And this is somebody who I like. And I have often said yes, but I thought to myself, we're kind of on the same playing field. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're at the same level, so to speak. And I've done this person a lot of favors. And I've never asked them for one. But I've said yes every time they've asked me for a favor. And today, it just kind of bugged me. I'm like, you know what? This is someone who asks, and you should just be aware of the fact that you've asked several times, and you've never reciprocated. Now, have I asked them for a favor? Nope, I have not. But that's the difference, I think, in the way, I don't know, some people operate and some people don't, you know? I don't say yes. I don't give somebody a favor or do something for someone because I expect something in return. At least that's what I tell myself. But, you know, again, today I'm thinking about the fact of I've given them so many favors. Yeah, the first couple of times I don't expect anything in return. And it's not that I expect something in return, but it just feels like then, therefore, the relationship isn't reciprocal. Do you know what I mean? So there's that. Okay, so that happened. And then another situation happened where one of my students who's in the Marketing Impact Academy, right? So this is someone who I could very easily have on the show. This is someone whose success I would love to tell you about. And this is someone who I communicate with from time to time. And so based on their expertise, I reached out to them. I sent them a quick text message. I was like, hey, wanted to get your feedback on something. You're the expert here. What do you think about blah, blah, blah? The person responded to me, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you reached out. I feel very protective of you in this particular situation. I would never want you to make the wrong decision. I'm so glad you asked. And I said, well, thanks. I really appreciate that. And they came back and said, can you send me a few notes about what it is you're asking? So I sent them a few notes. And they sent me back, I'm not even joking, a link basically to buy a $59 download from them. Now listen, I can afford $59. I can afford $590. It's not the price that is at issue. It's that they had an opportunity to like do me a solid. And I would assume that they would have assumed that would be a good thing to do. You know, like it doesn't cost them anything. It's basically a digital download. So there's no cost involved. In my opinion, listen, this is just my opinion. That is a dumb move. That's a dumb move. Like had they just been like, let me handle this for you. Here's the link directly. Let me customize this for you. Like it probably would have taken no time really, but then I would have been singing their praises. I probably would have talked about their services. There would have been an upside for them. Again, it's not about the $59. It's just weird. And then I got to thinking, but for people who struggle with money mindset, I don't think that this person sent me that likely because they needed the $59. I could be totally wrong. My guess is that they thought to themselves, oh, she can afford it, and it would be nice for me to get that sale. But that's the wrong way to think about these kinds of things. Because, I mean, there's so much I could do for this person. Again, they're one of my students. They're someone who I actually exchanged text messages with, right? And I always feature people on my podcast who are students of mine. I've got a pretty big social media following. There's a lot that I could do for them. Okay, that just makes no sense to me. And so I think that someone who just has the wrong perspective when it comes to being generous, and I think generosity is one of the most important qualities we can have as humans. I can say very confidently that anyone who knows me and anyone who knows my husband and or my son or my daughter would say that we are the most generous people they know, or very generous people. I don't know if we're the most generous people they know, but very generous people. And I think generosity is a very important undervalued characteristic that does come back to reward you. So there are so many books and audios and trainings around having or improving your own money mindset. One of them is Prosperity Consciousness. Another one on Audible is Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. I recommend both of those. The more updated version, I would say, is probably Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. I love this book. But in both of those books, I disagree with one section where both authors, and P.S., there's a lot of interesting overlap in Secrets of the Millionaire Mind that overlap from a much earlier, like back in the 80s, the Prosperity Consciousness book. I'm just saying. Nothing's original. That's what I'm saying. Anyways, in both books, they talk about how you've got to get really comfortable and feel okay with charging your friends for services. And I could not disagree more vehemently. I absolutely disagree. If it's somebody who I root for, it's not going to like cost me something, like a lot. If it is going to cost me, well, then I'm only going to maybe, very rarely charge you what it actually costs me. But I'm never going to make a buck off a friend. Never. That's just my opinion. I think it's wrong. Today's episode of Build Your Tribe is perfect because we are approaching the season where you've got to figure out what to buy your friends and family members, your coworkers, maybe some associates that you work with. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I just run out of great ideas. That is why you want to check out Uncommon Goods. This is a website that has so many amazingly high quality products that are completely unique. Oftentimes they're handmade. Most of them are made in the USA. Spend just a few minutes on their site and I promise you're going to get so many great ideas. And it's a way to send a gift that people will not forget. Recently, we ordered customized cutting boards with matching handmade wine glasses. They were beautiful. They offer unique gifts in like every category you can possibly imagine, just about every price range you can think of. Also want you to check out their uncommon experiences because some people don't need more things, but it's great to give them a fun experience. Like they could learn how to mix cocktails or they could take a virtual class and learn how to arrange flowers. There's literally a gift for anyone and everyone. Get 15% off your next gift when you go to uncommongoods.com/tribe. Again, that's uncommongoods.com/tribe. And that's what gets you 15% off. This is a limited time offer, so don't miss out. uncommongoods.com/tribe. So anyways, this person, you know, sent me a link for their $59 program. And can you tell that like I'm so annoyed by it? Like basically in my mind, this person, I'm like, I'll never promote them, like, because they're not generous. That's just weird. In my opinion, listen, you're welcome to disagree. But okay, and here's another example. I'm staying in New York City right now and I had an amazing lymphatic massage from a gal. Her company name is Sublime Touch. And I'm going to link her in her show notes. She gave me an incredible lymphatic massage and I was so blown away that I posted it to my stories. And the next time she came to give me a massage, as I went to pay her, she's like, no. I absolutely will refuse to let you pay me. I said, why? She said, because you sang my praises on your social media. I'm like, yeah, because you're amazing. And she's like, that was so incredibly valuable. I could never let you pay me for this. And, you know, we argued back and forth. Okay, fine. I'm going to let her like get away with that. Then the next time she came, I thought, well, I'll just give her like, you know, a bigger tip, a lot bigger tip to kind of make up for the time when she gave me that. Guess what? She again was like, I will refuse to let you pay me. I'm like, are you joking? No, you've given me incredible service. Like you've earned this and then some. I did that not because I expect anything in return, but because your services were remarkable. That is a truly generous individual, and it's going to come back to her tenfold. Literally because she did that, I just keep promoting her. I've made like a reel about her. Okay, so that's just my personal opinion about like when to charge friends and how to be generous. I personally, listen, I've been doing this for a long time, and I think that you will get a lot further by being a generous, kind person without expecting anything in return. Okay, now let's talk about when it's time to ask for the favor, right? Because listen, business has a lot to do with networking, and you probably want to know when is it appropriate to ask for the favor. We've all been in situations where there's like, oh man, there's somebody who I could or I would love to be able to call and see if I could get some advice from them or get a favor from them, but I just don't know if it's appropriate. And referrals or relationships are completely dependent upon your social capital. And what is social capital? Social capital, it's kind of like financial capital, right? In some respects. You amass financial capital by investing. And you know that you've got to be patient. It's like the long game, if you will, as my husband always says. But you have to have money in the bank before you can withdraw. Like, it takes time to build up that financial capital before you can go back to the bank and be like, okay, I need to make a withdrawal. And the same is freaking true of relationships. Absolutely. And I can't tell you how many times someone has come to me, they've just been introduced, and their first ask is a withdrawal, and they haven't made any kind of investment. And listen, I'm a generous person, so I'm probably going to say yes. And I'm also probably going to remember that the next time they come back and ask again and ask again and ask again. What? My husband, who's across the room, is like, I remember. I do too. And I give people a few opportunities, and I'm not going to ask them to reciprocate. But I do remember, and I do take note of those people who don't reciprocate. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, so here's my opinion. My opinion is keep doing, keep doing, keep doing, keep doing, keep doing for others. And you're going to know when you have such a deep investment. You've done so much to build your social capital with this person. You've gone out of your way to do additional things for them above and beyond. And that not only is it appropriate for you to ask for a favor, but like they should be excited to reciprocate because you've done so much for them. But, you know, as they say, fill your well before you're thirsty. All right. That's it for this quick tip Tuesday. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's just my opinion. I hope that you feel comfortable sharing your own in a positive and constructive way, especially if it's in the form of a 5-star review. Hint, hint. I love you. And I really do appreciate that you listen to the show. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're done. We will be back on Thursday with more.